Hi, this is a dictation for Tanvir Nazir, T-A-N-V-E-R-N-A-Z-I-R. Tanvir Nazir, date of service is 2/8/2024, date of birth 5/22/75, date of service is of 2/8/2024, date of accident was 7/23/2023. Mr. Nazir is here for evaluation for all the complaints that are emanating allegedly from an accident that happened on 7/23/2023 as a restaurant driver, where he was T-bone on the frontal driver side, leading to headaches and increasing histories of TBI. He reported initially only dizziness, but later on he started complaining a lot more, which included loss of balance, loss of memory, focus problem, double vision, and headaches. He has had all the MRIs and neuroquant, both shoulders and left knee, that have been discussed today. Currently, he reports his pains are still ongoing in the neck to the lower back. Lower back pain is around 8 and neck pain is around 5. Left shoulder pain is around 7. And right shoulder pain is around 4 to 5. And he can do 180 degrees of abduction and forward flexion on both sides. He reports 30% improvement. His headaches are around 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are mostly in the frontal to the lateral left and right temple. And they are improving 30%. And are associated with dizziness, vertigo, and loss of memory and loss of balance, along with double vision and vision problems. The patient is seeing a neurologist, neuropsych, and also ophthalmologist to check it out. ENT surgeon has also been involved. The patient reports that he wants to go back to work. Now, he is a Uber driver, and he would like to go back with no restriction. And he also wants to continue physical therapy at least 2 times. And he's seen the neurologist, Dr. Horseman, H-O-R-S-E-M-A-N, at Wayne Neurology. And his fear results have been discontinued. He's been instead placed on sumatriptan, 100 milligram daily. A EEG, VNG are also done by the neurologist. He also saw Dr. Sammy, who is an ENT surgeon, and pain levels are between 7 and 8, and the ADLs are 7. The patient reports 50 to 60% improvement now, and please review the chart for ADLs for system review as well as for additional history, and for the substance abuse and a compliance plan. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 151 over 111. Pulse is 83, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam is from the previous visit, which is incorporating 5/19/2024, dictation number 011-044. Please mention the following changes in the range of motions. For the both shoulders, the range of motion has improved to 180 degrees of 180 degrees of abduction, and also forward flexion on active motion. However, against the resistance, there is still pain in the rotator cuff. His Hawken-Kennedy test is now negative bilaterally, near test, and the speed test, anterior posterior apprehension tests are negative. Motor power is 5/5 in both the shoulders and upper extremities. And distally, the carpotunnel compression tests are negative, with Tinel sign, Phelan sign being negative. The motor power is improved to 5/5, and no atrophy of the thenar prominence is noticed. Sensations, reflexes are normal. Peripheral circulation is intact. Regarding the hip joint and knee joints also, there is an incredible improvement. No scar, erythema or effusion is noticed on inspection on the knee joints, and on palpation no tenderness, swelling, asymmetry is noticed, no crepitus, range of motions are normal, collateral ligaments are intact, and the anterior drawer, posterior drawer, McMurray sign, Steinman sign are negative. Collateral ligaments are intact. Regarding the musculoskeletal examination, please mention that in the cervical spine, the range of cervical spine motion is normal. At forward flexion 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, and bilateral rotation 80. In the lumbar spine, the forward flexion is 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 30. In the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain, Hoffman signs, Sperling sign, and Lermit test, distraction tests are negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski, Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 50 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is negative. Braga test negative. Kemp test negative. Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joints, bilateral sacroiliac joints are non-tender. And iliac compression test, standing flexion test, distraction test are negative. Favor test, Gonsalon test are negative. And plan of care will be to place the patient on a full duty job, okay to drive, and a light duty job, 5 hours, 5 days for £5 for now, and housework replacement and case management, and also physical therapy for 2 times a week, focusing on the neck, lower back, and the bilateral shoulders, which have improved quite a bit, and the left knee. To continue, he's been provided with naproxen and Flexeril. Naproxen 500, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day, 60 tablets for muscle relaxation. Tramadol 50 mg at night, 30 tablets are provided for pain relief. He was advised about the injection treatment for the cervical and lumbar spine, which he declined in writing. And at this time, no more treatments are required. His MRIs have been discussed with him. The patient has done his neuropsych, his neurology is going on, ophthalmology, ENT referrals are going on, and his patient is highly satisfied with our treatment protocol at this time. Thank you.